The Annunciation, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us adore him. All creation was renewed by the power of God Most High, when his promise was fulfilled, Adam's sons to justify. By the Holy Spirit's love, God pronounced his saving word, then, with free consent and trust, Mary bore creation's Lord. Moment of unequalled faith, here in any time or place, thus did God put on our flesh, in his virgin full of grace. Christ, the Holy One of God, Son of David, light from light, dwells with men, his glory dimmed, till he comes again with might. Father, Son, and the Spirit praise for this marvel they have done, in this act of perfect love, undivided, always one. When the appointed time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, to enable us to become his adopted sons. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters, come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who has set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar." Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When the appointed time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, to enable us to become his adopted sons. When he came into the world, he said, "You have prepared a body for me. Behold, O God, I am coming to do your will." Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When he came into the world, he said, You have prepared a body for me. Behold, O God, I am coming to do your will. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand, your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever. A sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the kings. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the people praise you from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. The Word was made flesh. He dwelt among us. A reading from the first book of Chronicles. Now when David dwelt in his house, David said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent. And Nathan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day I led up Israel to this day. But I have gone from tent to tent and from dwelling to dwelling. In all places where I have moved with all Israel, did I speak a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you should be prince over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make for you a name like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in their own place, and be disturbed no more, and violent men shall waste them no more. As formerly, from time to time, that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that the Lord will build you a house. When your days are fulfilled to go to be with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne for ever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. I will not take my steadfast love from him, as I took it from him who was before you, but I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for ever. In accordance with all these words, and in accordance with all this vision, Nathan spoke to David. Responsory based on Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent to announce the word to Mary, a virgin betrothed to Joseph, and she began to fear the light. Mary, do not be afraid, you have won the Lord's favour. You are to conceive and bear a son, he shall be called Son of the Most High. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are to conceive and bear a son, he shall be called Son of the Most High. A reading from the letters of Pope St. Leo the Great. Lowliness was taken by majesty, weakness by strength, mortality by eternity. To pay the debt of our fallen state, the nature which was inviolable was united with a nature which was passible. Thus, in accordance with our needs, the one and same mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, was able to die in the one nature and was incapable of death in the other. True God, then, was born in the complete and perfect nature of true man, completely human and completely divine. By human, I mean that nature which the Creator founded in us at the beginning, and which he undertook to restore. For there was no trace whatever in our Saviour of those elements which were introduced into us by the deceiver, and to which man, when deceived, allowed entrance. Nor does it follow that because he undertook to share with us our weakness, he thereby shared our sins. He took the form of a servant without stain of sin. He enhanced our humanity, but did not thereby diminish his divinity. The emptying by which the invisible one made himself visible, and by which the Lord and Creator of all things willed to be one with mortal men, was a bending down in pity, not a failure of power. Accordingly, he who in the form of God was the maker of man was himself made man in the form of a slave. Thus the God of God enters into the depths of this world, coming down from his heavenly throne, yet not leaving his Father's glory, begotten into a new order by a new birth. I say a new order because he was in his own nature invisible, but was made visible in ours. He was incomprehensible, yet he willed to be comprehended. Enduring before time began, he began to be in time. The Lord of the universe took on the form of a slave, veiling his infinite majesty. The God who cannot suffer did not disdain to be a man who can, and, immortal though he was, to subject himself to the laws of death. For he who is true God is also true man, and there is no deception in this union, where the loftiness of God and the lowliness of man are brought together. Just as God is not changed by his act of mercy, so man is not swallowed up by the dignity. Each forms acts in cooperation with the other according to its own nature. The activity of the Word is that which is appropriate to the word, and the flesh carries out that which is appropriate to it. One of these is ablaze with miracles, the other is overcome by injuries. As the word does not cease to be on an equality with the glory of the Father, so the flesh does not cease to belong to the nature of our race. For it must always be said that the one and same Jesus is truly Son of God and truly Son of Man. He is God in so far as in the beginning he was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he is man in so far as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Responsory. Virgin Mary, receive the word of the Lord brought to you by the angel. You will conceive and bear a son, both God and man. You will be called blessed among all women. You will bear a son, yet suffer no loss of virginity. You will be with child, yet remain a mother ever undefiled. You will be called blessed among all women. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Shape in us the likeness of the divine nature of our Redeemer, whom we believe to be true God and true man, since it was your will, Lord God, that he, your word, should take to himself our human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.